Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Smart Investing. These are difficult times for investors. Do you buy stocks, sell stocks, put everything in cash? Tune in to Smart Investing. Listen to Brent Wilsey, who's been in the financial field for over 40 years. Has seen it all Saturday mornings at 9 on 97.3 The Fan for financial information you can use. We'll play a little Real or Fake coming up here. We're going to move Kylie McDaniel from ESPN. He is en route, traveling as we speak. At 7 o'clock, though, we'll get him on. And the one person in ESPN stable of insiders, Woods, who picked the Padres to win the World Series. He's got a rooting interest now. Everyone likes to be right. All right, Woods is moving. We tried to move him over to his normal microphone. We thought we had it working, so now he's going to go back to the one he was using a second ago. Everyone likes to be right.
And
now? There you go. We're good. Thank you. Okay. Kylie McDaniel, I'm sure, is included in that group. Also, he also wrote a book that came out earlier this year about the battle between analytics and scouting. And I imagine A.J. Preller is a very interesting character for Kylie McDaniel because he's a guy who really does balance those two in his job as general manager. It's scout at heart, but he also believes, you know, in the fan graphs and the information that comes along with the scouting. So I bet he's got some comments on AJ Preller.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking to him too. That is it's such an interesting part of baseball now. You know, we do always go back to that scene in Moneyball where they're talking about, I don't know about him. He's got an ugly girlfriend, no confidence. I mean, that's literally what things that they used to say.
Good face.
Yeah, good face. Good face. He's handsome. That means he's confident. That means he's going to mash. But I think
he walks in a room.
Yeah, he walks in a room, you know. Well, if he's a good hitter, then why doesn't he hit good? Is my favorite line, maybe of any movie ever.
Then what the F are we talking about?
What are we talking about? It's so good. But then again, you also can't say, well, he's got the highest blah, 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 and just assume that person's going to be a superstar. There's got to be a mixture of both. I think A.J. Preller and his crew do it better than anybody.
So while we've got a few minutes, I want to get into the games that already took place yesterday in the American League. Observations. I know Woodsy was glued to his television most of the day. We'll get to that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. So, Woodsy, how much of the four games yesterday would you say that you were able to take in?
Let's see. So I watched I watched yesterday the Astros-Twins game, then I went to get a haircut, and then I came home and I watched some of the White Sox-A's game, then the Rays game and the Blue Jays game started. That's the one I probably saw the least of yesterday, Rays-Blue Jays. But I'm telling you, man, I put on that Twins game and I thought to myself, dude, the Twins, they've got a really complete team. Big news broke yesterday when we got off the air that Josh Donaldson was not going to be a part of their lineup, which is a huge, huge loss for that team. I mean, it would be like today if they said, hey, Manny's out. Manny's not playing. Oh, okay.
Or, wait, what? Manny's not playing?
Manny's not playing,
what?
Right?
What do you know that we don't know?
So Donaldson doesn't play. and you're playing the Astros. They were, you know, they were sub 500 this year, and you're feeling like the Twins are going to go in and roll them and embarrass them. Well, it was not the case, man. Astros won that game 4-1. Then I flip over to the White Sox game, and I picked the White Sox in this series. I've seen them enough to know that they are a legit team. I've seen the A's enough over the years. And again, it doesn't really matter what you've done in past postseasons. But, man, there's just something about that team. Great regular season team. And, look, they may win the series after all, but they're behind. They ran into a buzzsaw in Lucas Giolito yesterday, who, again, had a perfect game going. So as soon as I tuned it in, I'm like, oh, my God, he is shoving. He's got a perfect game. Then Tommy La Stella gets a hit for the A's, and they did push a run across. But, yeah, just too much to handle. Jose Abreu was awesome. Those guys are – Grandal hit a bomb. Big, big day in Major League Baseball yesterday for former Padres. And I mean a huge, huge day up and down the list. The Indians are essentially the Padres of 3 years ago. I mean, I saw Maton. I saw Naylor. Hedges is in there. I don't think he played.
They didn't have a fantastic day, that's for sure.
They did not. Simber, I saw a pitch. I'm like, oh, my God.
Saw Manuel Margot. It was a very shocking two-run homer that was the difference in Tampa Bay's 3-1 win over Toronto. That's for sure.
It was just insane to watch these former Padres show out yesterday in the playoffs.
So
I saw a bunch. I watched a lot of baseball. Today's going to be even worse.
Technically, the lower seed won 3 of the 4 games yesterday in the American League. I don't know if that makes you nervous as a Padres fan today to know how easily your season, which had gone so well, can all of a sudden be on the brink of elimination, as it is now for the Twins, the A's, and the Indians. None of those teams probably expecting to be in that position right now. To me, though, it's the Twins. I know you talked about it right at the beginning of the show. To lose 17 straight playoff games now.
Do you want that?
No.
I mean, obviously you don't want that.
I don't want that.
Would you rather not make the playoffs than for that to happen? That's the question, obviously, of the day. Like,
well, I certainly, in hindsight, you know, I'm happier being in the Padres situation today, having not been in the playoffs since 2006,
true,
than going into a game today knowing I have a 16-game playoff losing streak going into today. I really do.
I mean, they just cannot win a ball game in October or September. They just cannot win one. And they've had the pitching, they've had the offense, they've had the defense, and they just...
Different managers, different
GMs. Managers, yeah.
I mean, it's...
The new ballpark.
Different stadiums.
They just cannot push one win across. And it's just this exercise in futility that now, look, there's new guys on that team, and there are guys that walk in and say, hey, you know, those days are over, we're changing all that. Man, until it happens, that's what you are. I mean, all you have to do is win one game in a series. They just keep getting beaten up.
I heard what I thought was the stat of the day, and I didn't have a chance to look this up myself, but it sounded accurate when I heard it. The Twins and the A's, in their last 20 playoff series combined, are 2-18.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And those two wins are against each other, because one of them had to win. The Twins beat the A's once, and the A's beat the Twins once. But against everyone else, they're winless in the playoffs in their last 20 playoff appearances, which stretch back basically to the turn of the millennium. That is how much futility those two franchises have had in October. They went right to script yesterday with the A's and Twins, then struggling in game one.
And, you know, huge, huge error when Romo was on the mound. He walks in, you know, the go-ahead run.
Such a close pitch. It was such a hard take.
It was. Sergio Romo, though, we found out this morning something very interesting. One of our biggest tier ones, Roman, that's his cousin. Sergio Romo is his cousin. And I was blown away. I played ball with Sergio's brother, Andrew.
Roman Romo,
who's a really good pitcher as well. But why would you go to your fastball when you are 99% slider? In a 3-2 count, when you have to make a pitch, don't we all want to throw our best pitch then? It was up. I mean, technically, by the letter of the law, it was up. Jose Altuve is also 3 feet tall, but it was up. And I don't know why you get beat on not your best pitch. That's one to me where I'm like, guys, stop overthinking. There's so much overthinking that goes on in the game of baseball. I throw sliders, and I throw them really well. Like, top 10% of guys in the league, beat me on my slider. Don't beat me on my fastball. I'm not going to beat myself.
As for the Yankees ones, even the 12-3 final score doesn't necessarily do justice to how dominating that performance was. I'm jealous already. That's what I want for the Padres.
Yeah.
I want for my superstar to hit a home run on the first pitch he sees,
yep,
like Aaron Judge. I want for my ace pitcher to go out and throw 13 strikeouts and no walks. And I want to be able to cruise into the late innings absolutely confident that I'm going to have a 1-0 lead and not be nervous in the seventh inning and have tense moments where the tying run is on base or the go-ahead run is at the plate in the eighth or the ninth. The Yankees didn't have to worry about any of that in their 12-3 win over the Cleveland Indians against, as you said, the Triple Crown American League Cy Young favorite, certainly in Shane Bieber, and it just didn't go well. And that's the playoffs. You never know. And you don't know how Chris Paddock could have a terrible start. He could throw the first no-hitter in Padres history today. And neither is going to surprise me that much if he comes out and just can't find home plate and gives up a couple of runs early and they got to take him out. Or if he absolutely shoves and he is out there dealing and throwing a great game. I'm not going to sit there and going, I never saw this coming, because I'm ready for pretty much any outcome on the Chris Paddock start today.
Yeah, it was interesting in that Yankees Indians game too, because you saw a lot of people freaking out yesterday when they put out the lineup and Brett Gardner was in the lineup, because they've got a kid, Clint Frazier. We all know Clint Frazier, who's had a pretty good year, fallen off a little bit. Well, it just so happens the last week or so, Brett Gardner's OPS was over 1,100. So Aaron Boone, being a pretty good manager in his own right, is like, you know what? I'm going with the veteran. I'm going with the hot hand. He got murdered yesterday online. Murdered. And look what happens. Guardy goes out and has a monster game. You know, did you see what Naylor did last night to Gerrit Cole? He owned Gerrit Cole. Josh Naylor just on doubles off the wall, home run, and that's the one where you look at and go, like, Franmil didn't do anything. You looked at that one last night, you went, oh man, maybe that stings a little bit, losing Naylor.
A lot of guys have left the Padres. Ty France went and had a good, you know, last month of the season for the Mariners. It's the Padres gave up some decent players. They may not have been in the future plans for the Padres, but it's not like AJ Preller just gave trash away,
right,
and got great players in return. He did give up some good stuff. I got one question here for you, Woods.
Sure.
First, we need a contestant for Real or Fake. If you want a chance to win that copy of WWE 2K Battlegrounds, 833-288-0973. Start dialing now. Take on Woods in our game here in a couple of minutes. 833-288-0973. Of the four teams who lost yesterday, which one do you think now has the best chance to come back and still win the series?
Not the Blue Jays.
That's the first one I'm saying. The Blue Jays, you're done. Rays are advancing there.
I'm going to say the Twins do, and I'm going to go against, you know, what's been happening lately. I say the Twins have the best chance to come back and win. They've got Jose Berrios going today. He's got electric stuff too, but Jose Urquidy, who pitches for the Astros, pretty good too. I don't know, man. I think the Twins, if I had to pick one, I'm going with the Twins.
I feel like maybe the Indians, just because they still have that deep pitching rotation.
Yeah, they do.
Maybe the Yankees will cool off a little bit. I don't know that any of those teams are coming back, though. That's why today is so important for the Padres and
every other
team.
Man.
You lose the first one, and you can't it's hard to envision winning two in a row. I know it's just two in a row. How many times have you done that during the regular season? It happens a lot, but it's hard to envision at that point. So we'll see what happens. There could be a series over before the Padres even take the field at 2 o'clock this afternoon. All right, let's get to it. It is time to play today's game of Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, up for grabs, a copy of WWE 2K Battlegrounds from 2K. Brawl Without Limits. Get it now on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, Steam, and Stadia. Rated T14. And I got a board now where I can just jump up and down and I can go with anyone. Let's go at the top here. We've got Kyle in San Diego. Kyle, good morning. You ready to take on Woods?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Here is how the game works. I have five different rounds, and you have to separate the real from the fake. Chris Paddock, Woods, will get the start in game one of the Padres wildcard series against the Cardinals. He joins an exclusive group of Game 1 starters in Padres history.
All right.
Today on Real or Fake, I'll name a Padres pitcher. You tell me if they were a real Game 1 starter in any of the eight playoff series the Padres have played in their history, or a fake who never started a Game 1. Got it, Woods?
I do.
All right, here we go. Round 1. Kevin Brown, real or fake, Game 1 starter?
Real.
Very easy. Thank you very much. All right, Kyle, round 1 for you. Dennis Rasmussen. Real or fake, Game 1 starter in a Padres playoff series?
What a layup for Woods, but we're going to say fake.
I don't think Dennis Rasmussen ever started a playoff game. I just like saying Dennis Rasmussen.
Rasmussen.
All right, 1-1, Woods, round 2. Let's go with Joey Hamilton. Real or fake?
It sounds so fake, I will say real.
It did start one of those 1998 playoff series games. All right, let's go... Eric Schau, Kyle, real or fake?
Fake.
Game one starter, 1984 NLCS against the Cubs. All right, Woods, you got a 2-1 lead as we go to round 3. Chris Young, CY, real or fake?
I'm going to say real.
Did not.
Damn it.
All right, chance for you to tie things up here, Kyle, in round 3. Game one starters for the Padres, Jake Peavy, Kyle, real or fake?
Real.
Yeah, there's your layup. I gave you 1-2, so we're tied 2-2 as we go to round 4. All right, Woods, let's try Sterling Hitchcock. Real or fake?
Start a game one. Mm-hmm. I say real.
He never did. Had a great postseason, but didn't get any of the game one starts. All right, Kyle, chance for you to take the lead now. I'll give you Mark Thurmond. Real or fake?
Fake.
Mark Thurmond started game one of the World Series in 1984 against the Detroit Tigers.
No.
All right. Last round. We are still tied. Ed Whitson. Real or fake, Woods?
Fake.
It's fake. All right. So you need this one, Kyle, to tie the score at 3, and that's good. That's a win for the listener. Andy Ashby. Real or fake, Kyle?
Real.
It is! Yeah. Game one of the 1998 NLCS against the Braves. And the tie goes to the listener. Congratulations, Kyle. You win the copy of WWE 2K Battlegrounds. And thank you for playing Real or Fake.
That was Real or Fake with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, and Kyle, hold on, because Paul's probably going to need to get your information. But he can't do that because now we're in studio and we're talking for the next minute or so. Until the top of the hour. But we got a great second half of the show planned, including Kylie McDaniel, who's going to join us next, ESPN insider who picked the Padres to win the World Series, and then 835, a guy who appeared in several Padres postseason games, the closer, Trevor Hoffman, going to be with us, our last guest before the game one of the wild card series against the Cardinals, and all of our guests appearing on the SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU online and mobile banking lets you do your banking from your smartphone. Message and data rates may apply. For details, visit sdccu.com. Woods, I'm going to remind Padres fans as well that you can stream our Padres playoff broadcasts starting today. Few ways you can do that. You can visit our website, 973thefansd.com. You can use the radio.com app on your smartphone or tablet. You can also listen on a smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play 973 The Fan on radio.com. And again, my tip is if you want to both watch the game and listen to Ted and Jesse, stream it and then just use the pause feature on your TV and radio to line them up, you know, at the same time. And then, you know, it won't be off by
a second.
I might try
that. I've never done that before.
Yeah, I haven't either. It works. It does work.
MLB.com used to have the option where they would do it for you. It was amazing.
Yep, I agree.
But it's so fun to listen to Ted and Jesse and get those familiar voices. Do you know who's calling the game today for ESPN2?
I think it's Sutcliffe and Gomez.
Oh, I saw Pedro Gomez yesterday, so that makes sense because he was in the press box at the game yesterday. I did not see Sut.
He was at Bugs.
They're both
by the ballpark.
They're more color announcers, kind of more, though. Is there a play-by-play guy?
Probably.
Probably someone else.
I don't know. All I know is it's not me.
All right, we got half the show still to go. Kylie McDaniel, ESPN insider and Padres prognosticator, will join us when we come back. It is San Diego's number one sports station on a playoff Wednesday.
Come on.
We are 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.